a sentence that my wife gave to me that I have said to every agency I've ever met with. I've said it to brand owners and people supporting brands. And it's this idea of using the cart as a wish list. And I think that customer behavior hasn't been championed enough around e-commerce. But if you ask anyone how they're shopping, here's what they do. And if you say this sentence, they're going to say, hell yes, that's exactly what I do. They put four products in their cart, they leave the tab open, and they come back tomorrow. And when you start looking at that behavior, it all looks so different and how you would use a cart abandonment email, to your point, Steve.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Little Data, the e-commerce data platform for modern direct-to-consumer brands. Little Data has been bringing server-side tracking to Shopify stores since 2017, and their focus has always been on helping brands to get accurate data automatically. Stores like Rothy's and Athletic Brewing use Little Data to capture first-party data and send it to the tools they already use, like Google Analytics, Segment, and Facebook Ads, plus connected data warehouses and reporting dashboards. The first thing merchants notice after installing Little Data is their Google Analytics data is now accurate and 100% complete, from marketing channels through to one-off orders and repeat purchases. Their e-commerce data platform hums in the background of your store, sending waves of information like events, purchases, subscriptions, lifetime value, and more, so you can make data-driven decisions with data that you can 100% completely trust. It's honestly a breath of fresh air for brands who have been working with bad data and confusing analytics, or trying to build segments and lookalike audiences without having the right data to power them. Now, Little Data is a no-code solution, and they now have a 30-day free trial on all of their plans. They also offer free data consultations with their analytics experts. So make sure you check them out today at littledata.io. Well, hey there, my name is Steve Hutt, a senior merchant success manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to the fifth season of E-Commerce Fastlane. Now, whether this is your first time listening or your weekly subscriber, I seriously appreciate the fact that you're taking time today and listening to the show. I know there's plenty of podcast choices in Shopify, both direct-to-consumer marketing and e-commerce, and just the fact that you're here today means the world to me, and I know it does for my featured guest. They have a really cool solution that I'm just dying to discuss. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show. We really have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. So if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which likely you are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. And I bring out new episodes twice weekly, and they're available in all the favorite podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all of them. And we're also streaming live now too on Amazon Music and YouTube. If you like to listen to your podcast there, then you might want to check out Amazon or YouTube. I also highly recommend to get the full value of today's episode that you click through from your podcast app, and you can go to the show notes, though, at ecommercefastlane.com, and there you'll have the show transcript links and then all the resources that we mentioned today. In today's episode, my guest is Joe Vansana, who's the CEO and co-founder of a company called Status, and they're at statusaccounts.com. I'll make sure I put that in the show notes for you. What's interesting about them is that they're a new customer account platform that connects to Shopify, and what it does is it helps you get more customers logged in, which is super important. We'll talk about that in a minute, and it keeps them logged in for up to 6 months. Guaranteed excellent conversation. There's going to be a ton of learnings today about this unknown site visitor, and imagine the benefits of actually knowing the customer and the customer journey and kind of who they are. So hi, Joe. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me. Very excited to be here.
Absolutely. So I did a little bit of research before coming on today's recording, and I have two or three questions. I have funny suspicion that it's just going to go down a very interesting journey of education around the logged in experience, because it's near and dear to my heart. It's one of the things that I talk about, you know, people coming to a website, and a lot of the brands that I manage, they go, well, you know, maybe we know 10% with a a 2 or 3% conversion rate, and 7% of those of the 100% are going to opt in to some kind of a discount coupon code, exit intent. So we kind of get an email address or a phone number or maybe even a social media hashtag or an app mention somehow. We can get that sort of thing, maybe the 7 to 10%, but that still leaves a really large amount of site visitors that you've either paid for or word of mouth or, you know, organic, however they got to your website. You don't know who they are physically, and they're cruising around the website. It's very challenging for brands, you know, trying to get good ROAS, but they don't even know who their customers are. So I'd like to understand about status, because you do things very unique, and I think you're solving some unique problems. So let's unpack that a bit.
Well, I think leaning into what you just shared is really the start of the problem per se, but also maybe the opportunity, of course.
Okay.
But you have all of these entry points on a site where you're piecing together who this customer is. And you do it through pop-ups, or you do it through an order, of course, or you do it through some offer on the site. But the real challenge is that there's headwinds coming in e-commerce. You have Apple that's already removed tracking from iOS 14. You have Google soon to remove cookies. And all of this is just signaling a world where you're going to have less information about every customer, about every visitor who's coming to your site. And so with status, we're certainly, you know, a great customer accounts app, and we're going to give an experience that your customers love in the customer accounts section of your site. But when we really think of the importance of thinking about the problem, it's about getting as many customers logged in as possible. And then once you get these customers logged in, keep them logged in for as long as possible. And the importance there is, I mean, as you've really started to allude to, once someone logs in, you know exactly who they are. And once someone logs in, and once you have a large percentage of customers logged in, we can talk about this later, but we're starting to push 40 or 50% of all customers logged into the site. Mm-hmm. So once you get 40 or 50% of customers logged into the site, what do you do with that?
Right.
And that's really the exciting part of what we're building. Like, certainly the account is fun and it's beautiful, but the conversations we're having really land on this concept. It's logged in commerce. What does that mean? What does it mean to you? And what's fun is, in a pitch or even in a conversation with partners, I'm very, you know, spending very little time talking about features and benefits, but really landing on this question about customer accounts.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking too about just, there's like massive possibilities of the logged in experience. And I know we're going to unpack that a bit, but I'm thinking about, like, and I'm calling this zero party data that maybe the customer gives you. And then from there, offering some kind of a curated experience of maybe collections and, you know, men's versus women, cat versus dog, and then understanding order history. I can just imagine the personalization that can come out of having a logged in experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I just learned of this last week, but Mark Oban, the co-founder at Tomorrow Agency, he really coined this before we even knew it existed, but this concept of one site per customer. And that was a really enlightening statement, and just like such a beautiful sentence in so few words. But that's the idea. How do we get e-commerce to that world where you have one site that one customer sees and another site that another customer sees? And that's like the holy grail I think e-commerce has been talking about for a long time.
So let's talk a bit about the origin story, because it does fascinate me why people build SaaS products that connect to Shopify. It's so unique. I'd like to understand your story and just like where all the brain power and the startup, where did all the founding team come from, and then why build this particular type of product?
Yeah. So my personal journey into e-commerce was a bit of chance. A good friend of mine, Corbett Morgan, was the CEO at the time of Loop Returns. Good friend. We actually waited tables together, ironically enough. But he called me and pulled me into e-com. He says, "Hey, I really want you to lead growth for Loop. We have no money. We have no merchants, but a really exciting opportunity. Come see what you can do here." And fast forward 4.5 years, we had grown Loop to, you know, $13 million in revenue, which is much larger now, a Series B round. And I ultimately just fell in love with e-com there. It's such a fun game, truly.
Yeah.
And actually at Loop, I ended up meeting two very important people, Chris Pinchot and Dustin Tevis, my two co-founders of Status. Dustin and Chris were also early employees at Loop, both within the first five. And so we all got to like really learn about e-com at the same time. We got to build a SaaS product on Shopify at the same time. And ultimately with returns, you know, because Loop was really, you know, pioneering this idea of returns being more than just a cost center, right?
Right.
Like, returns is so much more than just a pain in your butt. And what I think we've learned in coming to Status is that that's a theme that really is just like into the fiber of our being. It's like, find these diamonds in the rough in the customer experience that everyone looks at and says, we don't need it, or there's nothing really there, like returns. And customer accounts was the same parallel. So when the three of us got together and started planning what our next move was, we found customer accounts. We realized everyone had overlooked it. Allbirds had IPO'd without it. And we saw a big opportunity there.
This is really cool. This is really interesting stuff. You know, one thing that I was thinking about this recording today was just the customer accounts in general. And I know I've alluded to a little bit about this, I don't know, I'd call it 90% or 80%-ish of understanding the customer and or not knowing the customer. I think there's a big challenge around that because it's really hard to, you know, build a great customer experience. I mean, other than maybe some recording tools and things like Hotjar and things like that to see where people are going and why, and then trying to hypothesize maybe how to improve conversion rates and customer experience and stuff like that. But the logged in experience is a whole different situation. So I'd like to maybe talk a little bit about that, about, you know, the whole customer accounts, why the customer accounts, and I think you've used the word like 85% of customers, you know, are not using accounts today is kind of what the feeling is. And so let's talk about how Status is able to get people to log in and where the journey path and entry points on the website are all over the place. I'm just curious in how you do this.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the first insight any brand will see when they consider customer accounts. How many are using customer accounts today? And the spoiler alert is that the number is very low. And so when we think of all the benefits that could be true if these customers were logged in, right? Like what if 100% of customers were logged in? That story is only unlocked by getting people logged in easier. And right. So, you know, the natural first step is to look at your account icon, right? So you've got this account icon on the site and that's great. But again, that's just going to show you existing behavior. And so we're Status, you know, really where we spent our last year of product innovation was looking at all the places that we can pull a customer into the account. And it really starts with fundamentals. We're obviously from Loop. We love Loop and we love the returns experience. And returns are a great entry point to get someone into the account because you can log someone into your account and then send them to Loop logged in. And that pathway will capture 20% of your customer base if you're in apparel. Tracking is another one. Inside of tracking emails, 30% of customers are clicking tracking links. Mm-hmm. By inserting your customer account there, you're pulling 30% of customers into the experience. 15% are using your loyalty points, pulling those into the customer account experience. And you start to create this pool of customers who've come in from different places, but have all landed into one account and then are now logged into your site for, you know, like up to the next 6 months.
So I wonder if the logged in experience affects, I'm going to use some acronyms here, but, you know, AOV, your average order value or your lifetime value. I just wonder if this is affecting that, knowing that you have a logged in experience available. Because I know there's certain pieces of Status and how it works. You mentioned points and tracking orders and things like that. You know, would there be things like shopping history or things you previously viewed and purchased? I'd like to understand a little more about the tool and why maybe it can affect AOV and LTV.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question. So we get all these customers logged in, so what? And so that's ultimately exactly. the first place you go. And so when we think about this, you know, there's a few trends that are just, you know, any e-commerce merchant will see. And the first is customers are going to visit 3, 4 or more times before they purchase for the first time. So now you have this natural behavior where a customer comes to your site, does some window shopping and leaves, comes back 2 days later, continues window shopping and then leaves. And when we really lean into that behavior, because it happens with repeat customers too, when we really lean into that behavior, what we realized is every customer starts from scratch every single time they come to your site, which if you have a small catalog might be fine, but one of our beta merchants, Homage, they have a massive catalog. They've got apparel and, you know, hoodies and shirts and pants and all these things for every team in the world, for every sports category in the world. So you have this massive navigation menu. And so how can we simplify that? And so when you think of AOV and LTV inside the accounts, the things you should be thinking of is helping a customer keep track of what they're looking at. What are they clicking on over and over again? What are they putting into their cart and leaving that tab open overnight over and over again? What sizes are they constantly clicking? What colors are they gravitating toward? And if you have someone logged in, you can save that information. And that's the power. Once you save that information, you can then serve it back to the customer in their account. But more importantly, kick it out to Klaviyo, kick it out to Attentive, kick it out to Yotpo and Loop, and share all of that first party data. And that's ultimately how you drive AOV and LTV with your account. The account will help capture the information, but it's all about the channels that you give the data to.
I see. It's one of the questions I always ask a lot of SaaS brands that I interview is just about playing nice in our ecosystem. Obviously, I manage a lot of Plus brands, and there are Plus certified app partners out there, you know, like I think like the Yotpos and the, well, you mentioned Loop for sure, Okendo. I mean, I could rattle off a whole bunch of notable pieces of technology that brands are using today. So you're suggesting that if a brand says, yes, maybe I understand that if I can get more logged in experience, does it play nicely with existing technology I already have in my admin? And you've alluded to the question. That answer is definitely a hell yes.
It is definitely a hell yes. I mean, when we thought of accounts, the first thing we realized is everyone has a vested interest in me as a shopper and my identity on the store. Loop needs it to log you into returns. Yotpo needs it to log you into loyalty. And so you see that pattern everywhere. And so it's really important for your customer accounts platform to really be like a Switzerland in this ecosystem. They need to play nice with all of them. And if you're going to implement a customer account, they need to be able to swap out tools. So we can't give you a customer account and have the customer account be the loyalty account, because it's not just a loyalty account, it's also a returns account. And that's a really important piece of our, what I would say our vision, or like the core of our company and how we think about things, is that we have to be good stewards about this customer information. And that usually requires giving it to anyone who else who's plugged into the site.
Perfect. I want to talk a little bit about some of the other things that are available inside Status, because one thing that I've noticed kind of doing some research is it understands like my browsing history, especially from the logged in experience, and things that I've saved in my cart. And I just, maybe, can you talk a little bit about this whole shopping history and shopping journey? We definitely talk about the points and those connections to points, the loyalty side of the business.
Sure.
You understand the tracking side, that's interesting. And the returns portal part of it, the logged in experience, if it's Loop or, you know, Happy Returns and Returnly, whatever. But then the shopping journey sounds very interesting to me. If someone's logged in, what is Status going to show the customer as a logged in experience now?
Yes. Well, I think what I'll do is focus on the one cut. I always love boiling a very broad and wide site experience down to a single customer, because that's okay. Really when it unlocks. So if we focus on one customer who comes to your site and they're anonymous, they're not logged in, they may view 20 products and they may put 5 in their cart and they may buy one. Now, to everyone who's looking at the customer data, they look like a conversion. It's a win, move on, let's recreate more of them. But what Status sees with that customer is 19 products that they clicked on and didn't buy, 4 products that they deleted from their cart. And in that point in the journey, when you convert as a guest at checkout and you create your account inside the thank you page or inside an order confirmation email, we immediately attribute all of your views and all of your deleted products from your cart into your account. So that's a really important first step, because now you have an anonymous shopper who buys one product, who logs in when they track their order. And the next time they come to the site, they're already logged in and they open their account and they see everything they clicked on their last visit and everything they put in their cart on their last visit. And those are just two beautiful assets inside the account. You'll have to see it to understand. But now you have some control. You come back to the site and you see, you can pick up where you left off, but you see who you are and what you're really gravitating toward in this catalog. And with one click, put it back in your cart. It's waiting for you every time you revisit for the next 6 months. So those two tools are vital for the customer first. I think that's the really important piece. Marketers love to get their hands on this data because it's a better yes. way to send an email.
Yeah.
But the really important part that we need to be good stewards of is this needs to be valuable for the shopper. And that's why we surface those tools back to them.
Today's episode is brought to you by Little Data, the e-commerce data platform for modern direct-to-consumer brands. Little Data makes it easy to get accurate sales, marketing, and customer data in the tools you already use, like Google Analytics and the new GA4. But it doesn't stop there. They also power audience building and better retargeting with LTV data and subscription integrations like Recharge and Smarter. See how other brands are crushing it by using Little Data, and get yourself a free trial 30 days by visiting littledata.io. Yeah, I know. I always recommend having some kind of a persistent cart. I mean, it's fine to send, you know, cart recovery notifications or potentially even browse recovery notifications and stuff through Shopify or some third-party yeah. tools. Persistent cart is interesting too. That can kind of show things. But once again, this is not a native Shopify solution. And, you know, you have to get a third party and more apps. And so it sounds like, not that you're a Swiss Army knife around customer record, but it's interesting that you're, you know, showing this both add to cart and browse history along with points and order tracking and just like the whole thing. It's great for a marketer. So interesting to me.
It is. And I think, you know, the one piece we always lean on, I think, is the most important takeaway. And for anyone listening, like, certainly we'd love for you to come and talk to Status, of course. But even if you don't, there's some really important insights you can take away. And the one is a sentence that my wife gave to me that I have said to every agency I've ever met with. I've said it to brand owners and people supporting brands. And it's this idea of using the cart as a wish list. And I think that customer behavior hasn't been championed enough around e-commerce. But if you ask anyone how they're shopping, here's what they do. And if you say this sentence, they're going to say, hell yes, that's exactly what I do. They put four products in their cart, yeah. They leave the tab open, and they come back tomorrow. And when you start looking at that behavior, it all looks so different. And how you would use a cart abandonment email, to your point, Steve, mm-hmm. It's a very interesting way of looking at the customer that I don't think we've really acknowledged before.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if this question needs to be answered completely, but what I find interesting, you know, I guess as dipping your toes in the pool, so to speak, from customer record is I have been over the years recommending like a social login app. So to make it frictionless as possible, to having, instead of putting in all the details in, you know, make it easy for them to easily use Google or Facebook or whatever, or Apple, to log in and create an account and grabs the information, brings it over from the social accounts, and the account is then created in Shopify. But you're notably different. Can you talk a little bit about the differences? I know most of the points we've kind of talked about, but people could go to the app store and like, oh, okay, maybe I just want a social login app. It's a good starting point, no doubt, but I'd like to understand the differences and why people maybe shouldn't choose something like that, and maybe status might be the next level up.
Well, social login, as we would describe it, is one piece of the puzzle. If you do nothing else, please implement social login tomorrow. Okay, go to the app store and do that because it will dramatically improve the experience for the 15% of customers using it today.
Right.
But what we see when we implemented social login is that, again, it's only one entry point. It's the account icon. And what we've realized is you actually don't need a social login if you get someone logged in through a shipping email or an order confirmation email. And you don't need social login if you get someone logged in through a return. And so by all means, please implement social login tomorrow. But when you work with someone like Status or, you know, any of the other customer accounts apps out there, they really should have a more holistic view of logging in, because it really isn't just one icon and you log in through that entry point. You log in all of the time throughout the site, and the account needs to grab them every time they do.
Mm. All right, good stuff. I'll put some links to those that maybe just want to look at a social login app, but I still think this elevates the whole experience, both for the merchant and for the customer, to have access to all of this data. And then with your existing tech stack, as far as points and returns and exchanges and browsing history and all these sort of things, I think are important. I want to pivot a bit to a story now, though, because I think it's always interesting to hear on the ground kind of real world examples of a brand that is using your solution. So hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but I know you have a lot of brands that are using your solution. But is there anyone of note that you can talk about, and maybe their journey of not having your solution? They implemented it, and then like, what did that mean on the other side now that all of this data is available and executed on their site?
Yeah, so I have to shout out one of our very first merchants who committed to Status before we were even live and has been with us for the last 6 months, just providing feedback and insight. SheFit. SheFit.com, beautiful brand, sells women's fitness apparel and bras. And they've been with us for a while, and they're an interesting one because they have Wishlist Live, and they have Loyalty Live, and they have all of these sort of pieces already in play. And when SheFit came live with Status, they really focused on the customer's experience. They're like, without a doubt, this will make the customers who use it feel better. And that's fantastic. Let's go live. But as they started to use Status, a couple interesting things came out. The first example I'll share is how Status and the way we save products compares to the Wishlist, a very prolific experience in e-com. And so what we did was SheFit left their wish list live during the month of September. In the same month, they left Status Save from Cart live. And what they wanted to see is how often are customers deleting products from their cart versus how often are customers clicking the heart to add something to their wish list. And the results were just insanely motivating to them. It's really like all of the excitement we have right now. But we saw $60,000 of products saved in a wish list in September. Mm-hmm. And we saw $1.8 million of products deleted from the cart in September, which are now saved into the customer account. So that type of discrepancy or that type of increase really got them excited. And I think what's interesting to share about how SheFit is now thinking about things, they came back to us and said, I'd like Status to open as the first page a repeat customer sees when they come back to the site. I don't even want them to see the homepage. And now we haven't done this yet, but it's just an interesting way of thinking that we weren't expecting from a brand, especially like SheFit. We really admire them. They're large, they've been growing. Mm-hmm. And they come to us with this really radical idea of having the customer account open first. And I think that just shows how they think about the problem and how they think about the results that they could get through their account.
Right. It's very cool. I'm actually on their website right now, live as we speak. And yeah, I do see exactly what you're talking about with the wish list component in it. And I also see, it looks like anywhere I get on the site, they're welcoming me. Hey, earn points, track your orders and save your shopping history. And you can sign in with Google. So there is that social login component. You can go through email and get a login code, which is interesting. And then once again, you just continue browsing and you can save your carts. And it looks like, I guess, once logged in, once again, this customer portal-ish kind of thing is managing your orders and tracking your shipments and things. So it's all kind of there. I know I've interviewed some others in the past in our ecosystem about the order confirmation page, which turns into your order shipped page and kind of tracking that along with the carrier. That's an important page to go to. And some people are doing post-purchase kind of upsells and cross-sells on this thank you page that's now the order confirmation page. it sounds like you're doing a lot of those niceties all in there. So, and then obviously being able to access the addresses and personal preferences and things like that. So am I right that these are kind of some of the main pieces and kind of the unique value that Status is bringing to the market?
It is. And everything you see inside that account really has one purpose. It's to have the customer love it enough so that they keep logging in.
Right.
And so that's really the core of the product experience. Give the customer an experience they love so that they log in again the next time.
Right.
And so that's definitely it. That's the core.
That's lovely. I have a question for you around the future of the product. You said you were in alpha for a while, got a couple beta testers, as of today's recording, 6 months-ish into it. I think I understand there's a funding round that happens to kind of help kind of inject some fuel on this to get this, getting the right engineering to get this all rolling. I just would like to understand kind of like, where are you today, as a full-fledged product? And then, is there a public roadmap about like what's missing? You do a lot of things great today and very impactful. Is there a future to the product and where do you see it evolving?
What's interesting about building a customer accounts app as we think of the future and the roadmap is that the further we get into the future, the less we care about the customer account page. And I think that's really when you think about how Status will innovate if you were to partner with us, we're going to create an account that customers love to use. And back to my original point, that just simply keeps them coming back. But the future of Status is all about deconstructing the customer account. We don't want the customer's identity to be siloed into the customer account icon. And so the future of Status is all about capturing more first-party data. Tell us your favorite colors. Tell us your favorite animal. You might be a cat or dog person. That could be useful. Tell us your preferred sizes. And once we have that information, extending it throughout the site, extending it into the menu navigation, extending Status and that customer data into your collections and how products are sorted. And so the future is all about capturing more first-party data and then deconstructing the account so that my identity lives all throughout the site, not just on the account page.
I see. Well, this is very cool. I've really enjoyed this recording today. I really think this is a missing piece of the puzzle. And we are, as of today's recording, we're 3 weeks away from Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Just like, what's your take on getting a solution like this up and running now as it relates to this busy kind of Q4 time? Is this a great time to want to test something like this? And then just would like your feedback on that, if now is a good time and why?
Well, what I'll say is I'll lead with some proof. Rolly Nation just went live with Status, rollynation.com, and they set the record for the fastest onboarding. It was less than an hour.
Okay, so
it happened so quickly. There's an interesting counterpart to that, which is Status can be deactivated with a single switch. And so that I like sharing that because you can get live literally by 5 p.m. tonight. And if anything were to go wrong, you can flip the switch and you're back to normal, which it won't. But it's just an important thing to think about as, are we going to rush to bring this live before Black Friday? And what I think is important and why you should consider it before Black Friday is that, we're going to get some more results just very quickly, but we get 20% of first-time customers logged in for the next 6 months. Mm. We get 40% of repeat customers logged in for the next 6 months. And you think about what's upcoming, it's the Super Bowl of first-time and repeat customers coming back to your site for the holidays. And if you can get 20% of first-time customers that you capture in November logged in through June, that is insanely valuable. And it's not invaluable for Black Friday. It's valuable for Q1 when you're trying to turn holiday shoppers into repeat customers. And so I would say absolutely take an hour, test it. If you don't like it, flip the switch. And what I'd add to that is we're offering Status free through December 31st. So it is like a no-risk environment to come try this product and see how it impacts your site.
Oh, that's lovely. I'll make sure I have a link in the show notes to that. So what I'll do is why don't I go to a landing page on your end and it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/status. That'll redirect to your landing page. And then, those listening today, it's definitely worth no cost to you to actually see the benefits of having these customer accounts. And surely it expands overall. I'm blown away. I've just gone to Rolly too to have a little peek too. And then obviously just at SheFit too. It's amazing, amazing customer experience and stuff like that. And just wanted to throw some kudos out to you. This is a great time also to do this because of the fact that there is a significant amount of traffic that is going to happen. There's going to be bargain shoppers, there's going to be people adding things to cart. I mean, we talk about a little bit like internally that, hey, do you have like push notifications turned on right now? Like, are you collecting these kind of opt-ins? Do you have an email capture? Are you capturing a phone number as a secondary thing? Are you, you know, there's all these different types of tactics that need to be implemented now, knowing the Super Bowl of kind of commerce is coming up for North America, like very soon. It's like, you got to do these sorts of things. I really think you're creating a great customer experience by turning it on now and letting people shop, create their wish lists, almost like pseudo wish lists and stuff like that. And then with existing tools you already have at your disposal, already using as a plus brand, you'll be able to execute on that data you have there, not to mention the customer experience that goes along with having these customer accounts so vivid and so unique. To me, it almost appears like, you know, instead of the default of kind of how things are with a theme or the way Shopify does it, this really enhances overall the customer experience overall. And I think that's a big differentiator for you as a brand, knowing that you offer this. It almost feels custom the way it looks. So I want to give you kudos to that.
Thank you very much, Ed. If you are a brand, I know how important brand design is. And so we'll work very closely with any brand, fully match every style, every color to the letter. So appreciate the call out.
Yeah, beautiful. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I just really appreciate you sharing and giving back to the ecosystem. It's nice that you play nicely with a lot of these other partners in our ecosystem. And I just wish you tremendous success for the rest of Q4 and kind of into 23. And this has been very insightful. And thank you so much for building this product.
Been a lot of fun, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.